Russian President Dmitry Medvedev announced that Russian forces had stopped their military progression in Georgia. This follows a five-day battle ignited by Georgia's military offensive to regain control over its separatist province of South Ossetia, which has close ties to Russia. But according to F. William Engdahl, what lies behind this territorial dispute is not as straightforward as it seems.
This is probably the most unstable area on the planet right now because the United States, the Bush administration, has been urgently trying to get Georgia, the Republic of Georgia, into NATO. They're trying again at the December NATO meeting, along with Ukraine. And Russia has made abundantly clear that that would be a national security threat to the sovereignty of Russia of the first degree and a trigger for Lord knows what. If you combine that with the fact that Washington is insisting on installing missiles, which have the potential to be nuclear missiles, no one knows, in Poland and also in the Czech Republic, so-called anti-missile defense, that would give the United States military first strike or nuclear primacy for the first time in history, and Russia would essentially have to get on its knees and beg for unconditional surrender terms. So the Russians know this. Washington knows this. They're not telling the American public. They're not telling the European public. But that is what the game is that's being played out in Georgia. It's far, far bigger stakes than some ethnic conflict about territory in a small little part of the Caucasus in Central Asia. Saakashvili made a colossal miscalculation that he would have the immediate backup of NATO, and all he has are a few harsh words from a lame duck president in Washington who was at the Beijing Olympic Games when this happened. The geopolitical implications are incalculable in a certain sense, but they're very calculable in another sense because there has been a stepwise encirclement of Russia by NATO since the collapse of the Soviet Union and the dissolution of the Warsaw Pact in the early 90s. And at that time, there was a big debate, certainly in Europe and also in the United States, do we really need a North Atlantic Treaty Organization military force anymore if there's no Cold War enemy? And the Russians, on their part, began dismantling their armed forces, their nuclear arsenal. The United States never stopped. They have been covertly and quietly building up a nuclear strike force, modernizing their missile submarines, and so this whole move around Georgia, the geopolitics of Georgia, are an essential part of this U.S. march toward Russia, as it's seen from Moscow.